Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this Sunday morning, this special Sunday morning. Let's get it out of the way right away. The most important thing that we can message you today on this show is this. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. Special, special, special day for you. Actually, every day should be a Mother's Day as far as, your children are concerned. So make sure that you take care of mom today, especially. Ask her what she wants and just do it for her. It's really that simple. So happy Mother's Day to you, all you moms out there, and especially mom who's watching from the sky for me and everybody else out there. Happy, happy Mother's Day. After all, remember, mothers are the foundation of humanity. Remember that. And make sure you take care of mom today, that's for sure. That's the most important message that we can give you on the show today. And now that we have, I want to welcome all of you listening on our anchor radio station here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, in case you're running around town, maybe getting flowers or something for mom, huh? And certainly on the phone apps that we have. On the iPhones and Androids and iPhones, so you can get the KSHPS so you can hear us, and you can get the YouTube app to hear us and watch us. And, of course, we welcome everybody through the podcasting, et cetera, and on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global. And especially for all of you who are watching right now on YouTube, the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. If you haven't tried it out by now, what are you waiting for? And if you had, welcome to the show. We welcome you on the South Point Studios network right here from the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel and Casino Complex here on Las Vegas Boulevard. So we welcome everybody here on this Mother's Day. And of course, looking ahead, 1 week from today, we will know if we have a horse that's on the platform to be a Triple Crown winner or not, because the Kentucky Derby winner, Mystic Dan, His connections made it official yesterday that he will run in the middle jewel of the Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes, next Saturday, coming up on Saturday. They made that decision. They said he bounced back out of the Kentucky Derby great. He ate up all his food. He's been on the muscle in the morning on the racetrack. He'll be shipping into Maryland, and he will try to get to the second stage of a Triple Crown in the greatest, I believe, achievement, the greatest trophy in racing, the Triple Crown, that's for sure. So now we got it set. We got a horse that is going for the Triple Crown, the only horse that can go for the Triple Crown. But Bob Baffert has his team of Arkansas Derby winner and second place Santa Anita Derby winner. Those two that are on their way, they're going to get on their way to Baltimore, Maryland as well. They'll be shipping out on Tuesday. Of course, we're talking about Muth and Imagination. They both worked out the other morning before, I believe it was Friday morning at Santa Anita. They both went in a team together. They went 6 furlongs in tandem in 1:11.45 at Santa Anita. So Bob Baffert's got the screws tight, and he's ready to go go into the Preakness Stakes and looking for his 9th Preakness win. Bob Baffert is with those two. So we got those two horses, the Kentucky Derby winner. But I got to tell you, as this field is starting to shape up, the Preakness field is starting to shape up, it's going to be a good competitive race. There's nice horses in this race. Not too many that were in the Kentucky Derby. Most of them are new shooters, but I can tell you it's going to be a very competitive race. And this is what we're going to do as we move through next week for the race day shows. We won't have, of course, a special show in the afternoon like we did for the Kentucky Derby. But what we will do is on our morning shows, the 7 a.m. shows here, the race day shows, on Friday, that'll be Black-Eyed Susan's Day. Of course, the Black-Eyed Susan's for three-year-old fillies, which is a counterpart to the Kentucky Oaks. That Black-Eyed Susan's Day, Friday, will have the Black-Eyed Susan's stake, of course, and six stakes races on the Friday card. And then on Preakness Saturday, the Preakness, of course, will be the main event, but there'll be 9 stakes races overall, 8 more with the Preakness. So what we're going to do is we're going to get John Lendo and Jonathan Ardoon at the top of those two shows, Friday and Saturday, and go over the stakes races on each respective day like we did when we did the handicapping for the special Derby show that Thursday night. So that's what we're going to do on the Friday and Saturday race day shows. Reminder, tomorrow, Monday, they will draw for the 149th Preakness Stakes. Tomorrow's draw will be at 2:30 p.m. Pacific time, which is 5:30 back east. You can find it on several different websites if you want to watch the draw. But the draw for the race itself will be tomorrow in Maryland at Pimlico. All righty. So just wanted to keep you abreast on all those things that are happening there. Now let's take a look at what happened yesterday across the country. First, we'll start off with Santa Anita. We had our handicappers did great yesterday at Santa Anita. We had 3 wins from our handicaps yesterday, handicappers. In the first race, John Lendo gave us Handsome Red. Handsome Red reported home and won and paid $7.20 to start out the day. And then Jerry J came in the 6th race with his key horse, Precision Strike. Precision Strike with Antonio Frasu, Doug O'Neill trained, won that race, going wire to wire, by the way, at a mile. That horse paid $7.60, and his link-ups ran 2nd and 3rd. The Dollar Exacta paid $12.30. The Dollar Trifecta, $38.10. for that win for Jerry and his link-ups in the 6th race. And then Rich Ang came with the 8th race winner, California Tiger. Antonio Frasu's 2nd win of the day, California Tiger, paid $8.20. So the handicappers did a good job for us yesterday at Santa Anita. As far as the big feature race there, the Santa Barbara, at a mile and a half on the turf, that was the final race of the day at Santa Anita. The winner there was Musical Rhapsody, who won the race in the absolute uncontested final jump. Mile and a half it took her, but she got up in the final jump, got her nose down at the wire to win. Musical Rhapsody, of course, the Santa Barbara, a mile and a half on the turf, trained by Phil D'Amato, ridden by Mike Smith. She was the favorite in the race. Musical Rhapsody paid $4 even to complete all of those pools like the pick 4, the pick 3, the pick 5, the pick 6, etc. She just nailed Yvette Day, who finished second in the race with Juan Hernandez aboard, and Vincero Grande was third in that feature race yesterday. Pick six at Santa Anita paid $3,608.80. And the only other kind of fun thing that happened yesterday at Santa Anita, this fifth race, it was a five-horse field, and they finished in post position order. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in order in the fifth race at Santa Anita. That doesn't happen often, but the winner there, by the way, the one Spicyberg with Umberto Rispoli, paid $5.40. Rispoli had a couple of wins yesterday, so did Frey Sue on the nine race card at Santa Anita. Belmont at Aqueduct, four stakes races. They started out with the Bogey, and that winner there, Nacy Marie, Joel Rosario aboard for Robert Reed Jr., upset the field in this one. Nacy Marie paid $17.80, outrunning White Beam, the big favorite, and Spirit and Glory, who finished third. Then we got to the Run Happy Stakes at six furlongs, where Joey Freshwater wins, got a perfect race setup. Got the two other horses that were getting played in the race went out there and battled head-and-head. And Jose Lascano put Joey Freshwater right behind them. When they turned for home, they were spent. He went on and won easily for Linda Rice. Jose Lascano, what a team these two are. I'm telling you, at Aqueduct, Joey Freshwater paid $7.80 to win. 90% Maddie was second. 24 Mamba was third in the Run Happy. And then, of course, We went to the Peter Pan, and this, the Peter Pan Stakes, is the New York prep race for the Belmont Stakes. In the Peter Pan, the winner there was Acritarian. John Velasquez riding for Todd Pletcher got the job done there in a solid effort, $13.80, outrunning the Wine Steward and Protective, who finished third. So Acritarian is now on the way to the Belmont Stakes, I'm sure, after that win for Pletcher and Velasquez. $13.80 the price there for the win there. And then in the Man of War on the inner turf course at a mile and three-eighths, the winner there was Silver Knot. We were talking about how, you know, Mr. Appleby had the two favorites in the race. Well, the favorite in the race, Nation's Pride, got the lead at the top of the stretch, but his second horse, Silver Knot, ran by him and won for Flavian Pratt. So Godolphin and Appleby runs first and third because Nation's Pride got nailed for second by Ohana Honor, who finished second over Nation's Pride. Silver Knot with Flavian Pratt aboard. 10-20 there for the win, $10.20. Charlie Appleby runs 1 and 3 with the Godolphin horses in the Man of War. And then those were the four stakes races yesterday at Aqueduct. But here's the real kicker for you, folks. Are you ready for this? Irad Ortiz Jr. had nine rides, nine mounts over the 11 races. He was blanked out, didn't win a race. He finished out of the money once. He finished third once. And he finished second six times yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. He was trying to get those wins, but he couldn't get it. Six times he ran second at Belmont at Aqueduct yesterday. Listen, that last pick five, here are the prices. We started out with the 10-20 in the Man of War. Then he had a $49 upsetter, a $12.80 winner, a $22.60 winner, and a $30.40 winner. You know, boxcars, bombs away, big price payoff. The pick five for 50 cents, that last pick five, winning numbers of 8, 7, 3, 7, 10, paid $111,522.25. Or a 50-cent piece. Wow, what a payoff there. Pick six wasn't hit, so you got a carryover today. Five paid $7,216.50 yesterday, and an interesting day for sure at Belmont at Aqueduct. Churchill Downs, a feature race was the Mamselle. The winner there was Twirling Queen with Francisco Arrieta, paying $23.44 for Jose D'Angelo. Second in the race is Tupi, and third was Cloudwalker in that feature at Churchill. Pick six there paid a little bit over $25,000. Brian Hernandez had a couple of wins yesterday, along with trainer Kenny McPeak. Julian Le Perroux had a couple of wins, and so did Tyler Gaffleon. So they all checked in with a couple wins each, and Brad Cox also had a win And so did Mr. Dutrow there as far as the trainers. Monmouth Park, opening day yesterday, pretty much went to Hoyle. One big priced winner, 33-20 in the sixth race, but the Long Branch Stakes was won by Sea Streak with Jarian Rendon aboard for Eddie Owens Jr. That was the second time these two teamed up on the day. They won the opener also at Monmouth Park yesterday. The Long Branch Sea Streak paid $6.40, outrunning Heartened and Crazy Mason. And even Chad Brown had a winner yesterday. Paco Lopez, three wins on the card yesterday. Rendon had a couple, but Lopez had three on the card yesterday. So he takes the early lead on the first day at Monmouth in that jockey standings there. Gulfstream Park, the Royal Palms Juvenile and the Royal Palms Juvenile Fillies is a race with the winner that gets passage to Royal Ascot. This was part of the package with those stakes races there yesterday. The Royal Palms Juvenile Fillies was won by Bullet with Emisal Aramillo paying $9.80. So Bullet will go on to Ascot for trainer Mark Cassie. And in the Royal Palms Juvenile, the winner there was Gabaldon, and Emisal Aramillo won that race, too. So he won both stakes races yesterday. This one for Jose Francisco D'Angelo, paying $35 even. So those two horses will win passage to Royal Ascot by virtue of their wins in those juveniles yesterday. Woodbine, Emma J. Wilson won the first and last races. Rafael Hernandez won a couple of races yesterday as well, north of the border. All right, that's about all we have for yesterday, but we're looking ahead to today. So again, happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. You are a cherished, cherished group of people, that's for sure. We'll be right back with our race day show, so don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our race book is completely separate from the sports book and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Okay, back on race day. Weather here is getting real nice. We're at 64 degrees right now outside. We're going to get up to 91 today, and it looks like we're going to get in this range for the rest of next week in case you're planning on coming up here and joining us at the South Point for the big Preakness weekend of racing there. It's going to be good weather here all through the week, and we're going to hit the 90s in the afternoons, that's for sure. As far as the weather is today around the country, the West Coast is clear. Gulf Coast, for the most part, is clear. We got a few patches over Texas and Louisiana and some on the Gulf border at Florida and above the Great Lakes. Got some action going on. But the action as far as the racing menu is concerned for New York, it's raining. And so, yes, it's raining in New York, can I say. All right, time to get started with the racing menu today. Remember, we remind you that the racing menu each and every day as we broadcast on the show reflects the start times, the first post times in the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in the Pacific time zone, where our race book right behind us will be a lot of action today, that's for sure. So remember, when you're listening to this menu, the first post times are Pacific. For all of you listening around the world, around the country, we know there's plenty of different time zones you're listening in. Whatever one you're in, adjust to the Pacific time zone. I don't want you to miss an opportunity to make a bet. And certainly, I don't want you to miss anything like we miss Mom and Dad today, especially Mom on this day. Okay? So here's the menu of racetracks available today. We begin with Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs has 10 races today. Their first post time at Churchill Downs is set at 9:45. We got 9:45 at Churchill. And let's see. Pick Six Jackpot Carryover, $5,581 at Churchill Downs today. Pimlico Racecourse, home of the Preakness Stakes. They have eight races today. Their first post time is at 9:25. 9:25 at Pimlico today for their eight race card. Following that comes Monmouth Park, day two at Monmouth. Their feature race today at Monmouth is the $100,000 Serena Song Stakes at a mile and 70 yards. Fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up, a field of eight there. 4-5 favorite is Occult with Javi Castellano going into the shores of New Jersey for the feature race there today. First post time at the 10 races is at 9:50. Monmouth Park's one-day pick six jackpot carryover, $33,298. First post time at Monmouth again today is at 9:50. Woodbine, north of the border, they have nine races. Their first post time is 10:10. Their super high five jackpot carryover, $40,087. $40,087 in the super high five jackpot carryover at Woodbine. Post time for the nine races is at 10:10. Hawthorne Racecourse has nine races. Their first post time is 12:30. 12:30 at Hawthorne. Belmont at Aqueduct. We already told you how the weather is there, Belmont at Aqueduct. It's raining, 50 degrees. The track's going to start out labeled good. And as far as the turf races, here's the deal. All but the stakes race today will come off the turf, which means the fifth race, scheduled 6 furlongs on the outer turf, now 6 furlongs on the main track. Sixth race, scheduled at a mile and 16th on the inner turf course, it will be now rescheduled at a mile on the main track. And the ninth and final race, which was scheduled for a mile and 16th, also on the inner turf course. And again, that will be transferred to the main track at 1 mile, 1 mile on the main. Now, the eighth race, the featured Soaring Softly Stakes, scheduled for 6 furlongs on the outer turf course for three-year-old fillies, stays on the turf for the moment. That track condition on the turf right now is labeled good. A field of 14 before scratches, and it is pretty much a wide-open affair. A value area is set to go as the main track only in case they transfer it to there. Otherwise, it's a very competitive field in the Soaring Softly, the eighth race at Belmont at Aqueduct with a first post time at 10:05. As we said, they have a carryover in their pick six today at Aqueduct. Pick six carryover at Belmont at Aqueduct, $86,598.91 to be exact. All right, 86 G's plus in the pick six carryover today at Belmont Aqueduct, first post time 10:05. Gulfstream Park is next. Gulfstream Park, of course, in Florida. Let's see if we can get that our carryover there at Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park's pick six jackpot carryover, the Rainbow Jackpot carryover, $44,921. First post time at Gulfstream for their nine races is set at 10:10, 10:10 at Gulfstream. Santa Anita comes up next. Nine races today at Santa Anita. First post time, 1 o'clock. Their feature race today is the fourth race on the card. That comes early. Remember, yesterday was the last race. Now the feature race today is at the fourth, possibly because there's only four horses in the race. That's the Lazaro Barrera Stakes. 7 furlongs for three-year-olds. It's the fourth race on the card. Although it's four horses in the race, it's still competitive. You got a morning line favorite in there at 4-5 is Ball Don't Lie with Antonio Freisu aboard. And that is the fourth race on the card. You got nine races overall at Santa Anita and a first post time of 1 o'clock this afternoon. Golden Gate, Northern California. Golden Gate has a first post time for eight races at 1:15. Emerald Downs, further north. Emerald Downs has nine races. Their first post time is 1:30 at Emerald. 1:30 at Emerald Downs today. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Alamitos has nine races. They have two thoroughbreds, three mixed breed, four quarter horse races. The last race, though, is the quarter horse feature. It's the Futurity with a purse of $256,200 at 300 yards for two-year-olds. That's the Menagerie today at Los Alamitos with a first post time of 5:45 at Los Al. And as you know, on Sundays, if there's not a carryover in the pick six, they seed the pick six pool at $10,000. So there's already 10 grand sitting in the pick six pool tonight at Los Al with a first post time of 5:45. And that's your menu for today, this Mother's Day. All right. Time to go out to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Peace to my mom and all the moms out there.
Okay.
Thank you.
We didn't get it at the beginning, so do it again.
I said I would like to wish my mom and all the moms out there a very happy Mother's Day, and thank you for all you do.
Oh, Without a doubt. The umbilical cord of life are moms. Remember that.
For sure.
Anyhow, anything that, so do you have something planned for your mom, by the way?
Yeah, I do. We're driving down to Long Island and we're going to go to dinner.
Oh, fantastic. Din Din in the city, no doubt. Oh, no, Long Island. You're going to find a restaurant out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay.
That's where she lives.
All right. Oh, isn't that nice? I got a lot of relatives living in Long Island. Anyhow, anything that happened yesterday, Jonathan, that piqued your interest?
Not really. Deterministic in the Peter Pan showed that he wants no part of two turns because he's a totally different animal around one turn. And, you know, there were some upsets, you know, but no crazy upsets. And that's it. By the way, the Preakness is going to turn out, I think, to be one heck of a race.
Yeah.
You know, you have 11 horses so far, looks like going to be entered, and they're no slouches. You got some really nice horses coming in.
Well, in alphabetical order, this is what we hope will happen tomorrow when they drop the pills in and draw the field. But these are the horses that are intending to run. You've got Catching Freedom, Brad Cox, Flavian Pratt, fourth in the Kentucky Derby. I'm doing this in alphabetical order. Copper Tax, Gary Capuano for Mr. Torrelba will ride. Torrelba, I guess. Copper Tax won the Federico Tessio at Pimlico, which gave him an automatic end to the Preakness. Then we have Imagination. That's one of the two Bob Baffert horses. Imagination, Frankie Dettori riding. Of course, remember, he ran second in a photo finish to Stronghold in the Santa Anita Derby. We have Just Steel, who is coming in off of a Kentucky Derby dull finish there, 17th in the race, but he is a son of Justify. Just Steel, of course, D. Wayne Lucas there. Then you got Mugatoo. Mugatoo is the horse that was the next one on the also eligible list that didn't get into the Kentucky Derby, so he's still fresh. Jeff Engel gets Joey Bravo to ride there, finished fifth in the Bluegrass Stakes in his last start. Then you got Muth, the Arkansas Derby winner. Bob Baffert, Juan Hernandez coming out from California to ride at Pimlico on Muth in the Preakness, and most probably will be the morning line favorite. Then you got Mystic Dan, the Kentucky Derby winner, whose decision was made officially yesterday. He's going to try for the Triple Crown, the second jewel in the Preakness. Of course, Kenny McPeak, the trainer, and Brian Hernandez Jr. will be back aboard. You got Seize the Gray, another D. Wayne Lucas trainee, who won the Pat Day Mile. And Jamie Torres will re-ride there. Tuscan Gold, who scratched from the Peter Pan yesterday to run in the Preakness on Saturday, finished third in the Louisiana Derby in his last start. Chad Brown, of course, the trainer. Tyler Gaffleone will ride there. And you got Uncle Heavy for Robert Reed, who was fifth in the Wood Memorial in his last start. And he will have the services of, they said, just made the announcement yesterday, of Irad Ortiz Jr. will be aboard him. Pretty good race, huh?
Yeah, and Juan Hernandez, by the way, is going to ride in his first Triple Crown race. That's amazing. You would have thought that he would have ridden in one of these races, but he gets his first shot Saturday for Bob Baffert, and it will be on the favorite.
Well, we went over some of the particulars of Monmouth Park and how that track plays. I guess only one day at Pimlico. We really don't know how that track is playing this year, but I would assume that, like most racetracks, it will be not real speed favoring, but the speed might be a place to be.
Well, they have a long stretch there. It's not like Monmouth. I mean, Pimlico, the stretch is a much longer stretch. And, you know, the horses that have run over that track certainly have an advantage. And every year you'll see in these races, a lot of times the hometown horses outperform their odds. So you have an opportunity to make some money on both Friday and Saturday, and let's see if we can take advantage of it.
All right. Well, are you looking forward to any of the stakes races? They say, well, I know a horse that's going to go in there, and I can't wait for that horse to enter, et cetera. You have any ideas or what?
No, not yet.
We'll
do it as we get closer.
Okay.
It's too far out, Ralph.
And, you know, I got to tell you, the Black Eyed Susans, let's just now discard that, because the Kentucky Oaks produced, of course, that winner. That Kenny McPeak had in Torpedo Anna, and she's not running in the Black Eyed Susans, but I'm sure that they're going to have a field of a lot of 3-year-old fillies that just didn't quite get there in that race that might come back for the Black Eyed Susans.
Exactly. They didn't have enough points. And, you know, all the big guns are now on the sidelines for the near future. They're not going to squeeze Phillies and bring them back on a short rest. So it's a wide open race. And let's see who's in it. And let's see what post positions they draw.
And the good thing about the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes is they have those divisions on their stakes race cards that complement the 2 week interval between the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness weekend, and then the 3 week interval to the Belmont weekend. And so you'll get some horses. Of course, they say there's a lot of fresh horses that'll be obviously in both of those races that do not move on from the Kentucky Derby or the Kentucky Oaks. But they say that the luckiest horse wins the Kentucky Derby, the fastest horse wins the Preakness, and the best horse wins the Belmont, right?
I guess so. That's what they're saying. So let's see if it lives up to its billing.
But there's going to be just a little bit of a difference this year with the Belmont Stakes. The Belmont Stakes is the test of the champion, they call it, at a mile and a half when it was on Belmont surface. Okay, now it's shortened to a mile and a quarter, which is the same distance as the Kentucky Derby. The Preakness is only a 16th of a mile shorter than those two races. So we got pretty much horses that are going to be competing at almost the same distance and parameters as they are in all three races this year.
And if they decide to come back for the Travers, well, guess what? The Travers is the same distance that they'll be running the Belmont Stakes at this year at the same track.
Yeah.
Totally different. You know, Saratoga is tiny compared to Belmont. You could put Saratoga inside the Belmont training track. You know, it's totally different layout. It's a totally different track. And some horses prefer the Belmont wide sweeping turns, and other horses prefer the tighter turns that you're going to get at Saratoga.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting, that's for sure. And we'll wait and see about the Preakness. But you're right, I'm kind of getting excited about the Preakness, because now that you've shaken out the bulky field of 20 and all the traffic trouble and the craziness that happens in the Kentucky Derby, you might be a little bit more of a, I hate to say the word, but a saner race in the Preakness.
Less chaos.
Yeah, less chaos, sure. That's for sure. All right, well, Jonathan, By the way, Ralph,
getting back to yesterday's Santa Barbara Stakes.
Yeah.
I know you watched the race. Musical Rhapsody got up by a nose. I call Duvet Day every time I watch the replay. I still think that the other horse won. I don't know.
Maybe you know, I got to tell you, I had the same thought. I thought to myself, oh, he just came short. But as I saw the slow-mos, his head was coming down. I mean, the nose was stretched out down right on the finish line. It was an exciting race.
Obviously, they put him up, but it looked like Duvet. It looked like he was never in front of Duvet Day. And a terrific ride by Mike Smith. He never left the wood till the top of the stretch when he angled out and just nailed him on the wire.
You know, I saw the interview after the race, and Mike Smith was really panting. And the interviewer, I think it was Zoe Cadman, was down there interviewing. She said, here's a hot, sweaty Mike Smith, when she introduced him. And he was still panting. And she says, so that was a pretty hard ride for both horse and jockey. He said, yeah, she's a very small filly compared to the other ones in the race. But he said, she pulled so hard on you that you try to get her back. He says, she doesn't fight the jock. It's just that she pulls hard for you to keep her in check until you're ready to move with her. So it was a challenging ride to Mike Smith, but he got the job done. And what about that Phil D'Amato? I mean, just say turf racing, and if he's got a horse in the race, if he's not an automatic put in on any one of your gimmicks, you're really asking for trouble.
He's the Chad Brown of the West Coast. You have Chad Brown on the East Coast, you can't leave him out of any turf races. Well, the same thing applies to Phil D'Amato on the West Coast.
Got to ask you one thing. You had mentioned that at Aqueduct yesterday, there wasn't anything really outlandish. And you had the highest priced winner in the sequence of the last pick five that was a monster payoff, $49. But then when you coupled a $30 and a $22 with it, with a couple of middle priced winners, man, that shook out all but maybe, one or two tickets, right?
Yeah, paid $110,000. There couldn't have been more than maybe $2 worth of, you know, I'm sure they had over close to $400,000 or over, so do the math. And then after the takeout, how many winning tickets could there really have been?
Yeah, $111,000. And woof, man, one of those will be. Well, we got a pick six carryover today at Aqueduct, so what are we doing, buddy?
Let's look at the fourth race today, a mile on the main track, and I like the number two horse in here, Harvard. Harvard is a six-year-old gelding for the David Jacobson barn, cuts back in distance today. Ramon Vasquez, who spent last winter at Santa Anita, well, he's on the East Coast now, and he rides for Jacobson. He's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. I like number two, Harvard, first leg of the pick six to give you a single in the fourth race today.
All right, Jonathan. I won't even mention what's going on in the institution that it's named after. So the four the four horse number two, Harvard, in the fourth race, number two, Harvard, the two in the fourth race. Jonathan's pick at Belmont at Aqueduct. What about that Soaring Softly? That's a wide open race, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's a terrific race. You're going to squeeze a play out of me because I have an opinion there.
Oh, and, he has an opinion there. Okay, good enough. Well, come on, it's Mother's Day. I squeezed it out for moms.
I like the horse there, Ralph. I like the number six horse, Kodiak Wintergreen, a three-year-old filly from the George Arnold barn. She ran very well as a two-year-old. She's an improving horse. Louis Sayas takes the mount. You're getting 6-1 on the morning line. Number two, Kodiak Wintergreen. In a very, very tough race.
All right. Tough race there. You're no doubt about it. The eighth race, number six, Kodiak Wintergreen. Thanks a lot, Jonathan, for that. 6-1. The six in the eighth race also there on this Mother's Day. And we'll go to one more pick, and I would assume it's Santa Anita.
No, to be honest with you, Ralph, the Santa Anita card today, very slim pickings, in my opinion.
Uh-huh. And, okay.
Let's go to Churchill and look at the eighth race at Churchill. I like the number nine horse in here, Junior Bug, seven-year-old gelding from the Tom Van Berg barn, Florent Giroux aboard to ride. He's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. He draws a good outside box. He's going to be controlling speed from out there. I like number nine, Junior Bug, to win today's eighth race out of Churchill Downs.
I should just give up on trying to figure out where you guys are going to give us picks. So anyhow, at Churchill Downs in the eighth race, you like number nine, Junior Bug, the nine in the eighth race at Churchill. He's got three sheets for you today, folks, Aqueduct, Churchill, and he does have Santa Anita at your website, right?
Yes, sir, JONHJARDOON.com.
Will you please pass a personal happy Mother's Day to your mom for me?
I certainly will. Thank you, Ralphie.
All right, thanks a lot, John.
Stay safe and be well. We'll talk Wednesday.
Enjoy the Mother's Day with you, yeah. All right. When we come back, Rich Eng standing by, so don't go away. We continue on this Mother's Day show. And again, happy Mother's Day.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number two, t.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Okay, back.
back on Race Day Las Vegas. If you thought there were high prices yesterday at Aqueduct with that big pick five gargantuan payoff of over $111,000, in Japan yesterday, a horse called Ten Happy Rose won the Grade 1 Victoria Mile at Tokyo Racecourse at odds of 207-1. So there were a lot of upsets all over the place, all over the world, I guess, yesterday. And now we go to Rich Ang standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie.
And a happy Mother's Day to your lovely wife, because I know she's a mom, and all the moms in your family.
Yeah, thank you. And I can say this, Sandy and I knew your mom, Mary, very well. And I think your mom and my mom are probably upstairs right now, either playing bingo or blackjack or sitting at the video poker machines together, because they were very similar, Ralph. They're great ladies, and they love to gamble once in a while.
Yes, they did, and that's for sure. But I don't know. They're probably really busy trying to keep an eye on us.
They're straining their eyes.
Yes. They're saying they're working overtime up there, keeping us in line. That's for sure. Richie, you know, we talked about this yesterday real quick. Next week for BrizNet, and of course at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites as well, you're doing, as you did for the Kentucky Derby and as you do for the Breeders' Cup, you're going to do a special selection sheet for Pimlico. I believe it's on Friday and Saturday, right?
Well, I'm just going to do the Saturday card for Pimlico.
All right.
Not the Black Eyed Susan card. I'm doing the Preakness Stakes card. And I usually do about half a page on each race, so there's going to be about seven pages if there's 14 races. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a heads up to your listeners, Ralph, right off the bat, is in the Preakness Stakes, regardless of how many or how few draw into the race, there's always some locals. And every year, it seems like a local long shot runs into the tri or the super. So that's already a word to the wise right now. Keep an eye on those local horses at Pimlico because they love the racetrack, and they just kind of rally past tired horses at big odds.
Well, the horse that would fit that mole is Copper Tax, who won the Federico Tessio there, and by virtue of that, got a freebie into the Preakness. So I'll have to watch maybe a little shot at Copper Tax in that race to fill out the exotics there. That's for sure. Well, Richie, want to thank you for a nice winner yesterday, in the middle of the card, or I should say at the quite part at the end of the card, but nevertheless, a nice $8.20 winner with California Tiger.
You know, I sent out a tweet after the last race, because races 8 and 9 at Santa Anita, Ralph, is just nice races, but they weren't like the Kentucky Derby finish. But if you have a bet, a $2 bet on any of those horses in the 8th and 9th race that were coming to the wire, if that doesn't get your adrenaline rush, because both races were decided by a fraction of an inch in the race 8 and race 9. Just fantastic racing.
Yeah, that was exciting, that's for sure. Well, you have a sheet for today, Mother's Day, for Santa Anita. It's available at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Let's parlay some of that $8 win into another winner today.
Race 7 at Santa Anita, 1 mile on the turf. And I heard you mention Phil D'Amato earlier on the show, Ralph, and he's got the number 4, Freedom Last. The horse cutting back from a couple of marathon races to this mile on the grass. The big angle, though, is dropping down to class, $32,000 price tag. I think he's got the field over a barrel. So let's go with the 4, Freedom Last, in race 7, Santa Anita.
All right. In the 7th race today at Santa Anita, number 4, Freedom Last, Giovanni Franco aboard there. That's Rich Ang's selection for this Mother's Day Sunday at Santa Anita. Don't forget, he's got the rest, the entire card, at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. 7th race, the 4. All right. Enjoy your Mother's Day there with the family, Richie, and we'll start tightening the girth for round 2 in the Triple Crown Quest. And, of course, that's the Preakness Stakes coming up next Saturday. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ralph, and happy Mother's Day to all the listeners out there.
You better believe it. Thanks, Richie. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, John Lendo and Jerry J wrap up this Mother's Day show, so don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Okay, wrapping up the final touches on this Sunday, Mother's Day, Race Day, Las Vegas radio program. Of course, our final act, of course, is John and Jerry. So now let's go out to John Lindo, standing by in Southern California. Happy Mother's Day to your wife, who is, I know, is a mom, and all the moms out there, John.
Good morning, Ralph. Yeah, happy Mother's Day to all the moms, my wife, Anella, and thinking about your mom and my mom today, your mom would be up in the bingo hall about now there, Ralph, getting ready to play.
Yes, she would. She would definitely be there, that's for sure. John, anything happened yesterday, either at Santa Anita or around the country, to pique your thoughts?
The racing was good at Santa Anita. I tell you, the photo finish camera was busy.
Man.
I think out of the nine races, five of those races were hung up on photos. So not big feels, but the racing was good.
Sort of like it is today. You know, a lot of people say, well, it's kind of an anemic card. But you look at the Lazaro Barrero, there's only four in the race. But try leaving one of them out.
Well, that's the thing. You have a favorite on the outside. Number four, Ball Don't Lie, is 4-5 on the program. But this is a horse that's not going to be on the lead. And if you give a horse in a small field an easy lead, it might be tough to catch. Topolo is the number two. I think he'll be in front. And you know, you can't leave him alone, because when you give a horse a lead like that, it's dangerous.
Well, you know, and the thing is, in case folks out there don't remember Laz Barrera was a very, very, he was a character, let's say, but he was a very good trainer. And he was the, of course, the conditioner of Triple Crown winner Affirmed.
He was fantastic and full of stories. I love to see him at Clocker's Corner in Santa Anita. And he conducted court out there as well as any of the trainers that we've ever had at Santa Anita.
Not even a question about that. He was certainly a fun guy and a good trainer, that's for sure. All righty. Well, the Lindo Report for today's Mother's Day is right here at the South Point and the South Point Racebook, free of charge, exclusively here. This is the only place you can get the Lindo Report here in Las Vegas, Nevada, free of charge, complimentary. It's in the Racebook here at the South Point. Covers all the races, a suggested late pick four, and all the goody information for sure. And it is available free of charge here because they love horse players. John, your schedule for next week?
I'm going to do Churchill Downs on Thursday when Santa Anita is dark. And then for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Santa Anita. And we'll pick up all the stakes races, too, from Pimlico on Black Eyed Susan Friday and for the Preakness Day Saturday. That'll be included with the Lindo Report for Santa Anita. So we'll cover all of that next week.
With all the crazy bets that are going on out there, we got to remind everybody that that coast-to-coast pick five, coupling the races from Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park, are still paying crazy, aren't they?
You know, the last 2 days, last Sunday and yesterday, there was a single-ticket winner. Last Sunday, they paid $110,000. Yesterday, $109,000.
Wow.
It still combines races from Gulfstream Park and Santa Anita. And if you're looking to try and make a score, you know, especially with Santa Anita with some smaller fields,
yeah. You
can try and combine it there and get a home run. I got beat a nose in the last race for $27,000 in that yesterday.
Ooh, talk about photo finishes. Mm.
Wasn't happy about it, Ralph.
No, I bet you weren't. It's the old give John some space right after the race. Just give him some space there. In any case, that's yesterday. Today, renewed anticipation. So where are we going with the horse?
Let's go down to the ninth and final at Santa Anita today in the ninth race. Very unusual that they run this maiden race at 5 furlongs on turf. And I think that shorter trip is going to help number seven, Don't Hit Me Bash. This is a horse that was making a good mid-race move last time when he got stopped in traffic, or she got stopped in traffic. Or it is a he. He got stopped in traffic. And I think he's going to like sitting behind some very suspect speed in here. He's got a little turn of foot, and that may be enough to get the job done. 6-1 on the morning line, number seven, Don't Hit Me Bash, race number 9, Santa Anita.
All right. Yesterday, John gave us a winner in the first race to start off the day at 7:20. Today, we're going to wrap up the weekend with the last race at Santa Anita with another winner. In the ninth race, you like the 7, Don't Hit Me Bash, the 7 in the ninth race. That off the Lender Report. And, of course, get the rest right now here at the South Point Racebook. John, happy Mother's Day to you and all of the moms out there as well.
Take care of your mom today. Have a good day, everybody.
You got it. Okay, now we're going to finally wrap it up with Jerry Jackowitz. Same thing to Jerry. Jerry, happy Mother's Day to your entire family of mothers.
Thanks, Ralph. Much appreciated, but it's not to me.
Yes.
To the boss.
Yeah, absolutely, the boss there. We all know who really runs the household.
We know who's in charge.
Yes, yes, that's for sure. Okay, you, I would imagine, will be doing a power page at least maybe for the Black Eyed Susans on Friday and the Preakness on Saturday with your power pages?
Well, we will be doing it for the Preakness. I'll take a look at the Black Eyed Susan.
Okay.
If I feel like I have a good feel for it, I'll add it in.
That's what I want to hear. Just get a good feel for it, that's for sure. Two power pages today on this Mother's Day, one at Belmont at Aqueduct and the other one at Santa Anita, of course, a nice run in the rack yesterday at Santa Anita for us in the sixth race there. What are we doing today, Jerry?
Just a quick note. I mean, I mentioned on the show yesterday, we talked about combining ideas, using two or three or four different handicappers to help you handicap better.
Mm-hmm.
We had a really good example where my Star Horse match with John in the first and Handsome Mike won, and then my Star Horse match with Richie in the eighth race and California Tiger won, and you put that together with my winner in the sixth, and I think that would help everybody play better. And
no question about it. All three of you handicappers came up with winners yesterday at Santa Anita, and again, folks, he is right. John Lendo's selection in the first and Rich Eng's selection in the eighth, which were both winners, were also Star Horses on his sheet, and don't forget to get the power pages for all of Belmont at Aqueduct and Santa Anita right now at JerryJ'sPowerPage.com.
All right, let's go to Aqueduct. We have a couple of scratches today.
Okay.
The fifth, sixth, and ninth are off the turf. That's going to make my play in the sixth race, which was Bolt de Plata, switch over to the fourth race.
Okay.
And I like a long shot here. It's a V-horse on the power page called Big Save, particularly if the track is a little off. I think this horse has a chance to jump forward on a wet track. I like the three-horse at 20-1. I could start off with a simple win place bet where I would bet maybe one-third to win and two-thirds to place if the horse really goes off at 15-1 or higher.
Okay.
For exactas, I'll add in the 1-2 and the 5. So the play is the 3 over the 1-2-5, reverse 1-2-5 over 3. But I'm mostly interested in the win place bet on this apparent 15 or 20 to 1 shot.
Okay, that's the fourth race today at Belmont at Aqueduct. You like the 3 over 1-2-5 in reverse. I have a Sirocco play because Jonathan Ardoon came in that race as well with the 2, and I know that you like the 2 as well. So the Sirocco play is the exacta box of 2 and 3 in the fourth race. And boy, if you guys get there at those odds, we're going to be very happy on this Mom's Day. That's for sure. Hey, Santa Anita.
Hi. Same thing, we're going to go to the first race, Ralph. Click here, number one, I misclicked. Okay, number one, Moonlight Sonata jumps off the page at me. It's a star horse. It's a small field, but 2-1 seems pretty reasonable. I'll take the 1, make a good win bet here, and play the 1-2-2-1 exacta.
All right, first race at Santa Anita today, 1 o'clock post time. You like the 1. The 1 and the 2 is the only link up there. You got the 1-2 there. The 1 is the key in the first at Santa Anita. And again, remember, Power Page of San Anita and Belmont at Aqueduct at Power Page, JerryJ'sPowerPage.com. Okay, I want to wish everybody out there a very special Mother's Day. All of you moms out there, believe me when I tell you, we appreciate it. And without you, there is no humanity, that's for sure. So happy Mom's Day to all of you out there. And, well, Jerry's got one more thing to say, and I'm sure he wants to say it. We'll see you Wednesday. Go ahead, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Sirocco at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.